North Dakota's Commerce Commissioner believes North Dakota needs an intermodal transportation site. Intermodal transportation means freight is loaded into special containers that can be moved between different modes of transportation without having to unload the contents and repack it. Jay Schuler is the Commerce Commissioner.
We do not have an intermodal site in North Dakota, which is very unfortunate, and we are working very hard through the trade office and through Commerce to entice either the BNSF or Canadian Pacific to locate an intermodal site, but we do not.
Minot has tried to have such a site. It has a site that's dubbed the Port of North Dakota, but it is not intermodal.
With oil coming back, you know, people are more optimistic and are thinking about building and looking at the opportunities because of the two Class 1 railroads, three U.S. highways coming right out of Minot. Logistically, it just makes sense.
Stephanie Hofford is president and CEO of the Minot Area Development Corporation. She says the corporation owns 800 acres of land, 400 acres of which are sites certified by the BNSF Railroad. And Hofford says BN is now marketing Minot. She called it an opportunity.
Because right now some companies are trucking stuff all the way to Winnipeg or to Minneapolis, and we need to do it here in North Dakota. It just doesn't make sense to truck all that stuff out of the state.
And Hofford says the infrastructure's in place.
You know, we have enough track right now where we can bring in a unit train. We have to split it. But, you know, as we build a few more businesses in place, we're going to continue to extend that track, and we're going to make sure that we, you know, are able to put in a full unit train, drop and pick up another one. That's BNSF's way of doing things now. So we want to make sure that we have the infrastructure in place. And now that we've got acreage available and tracked down, it's so much easier to sell to somebody when it's not just a piece of farmland and you show them an imaginary picture of what you'd like it to be. It has to be real and tangible for people to want to be there.
Early on, the Northern Plains Commerce Center in Bismarck was supposed to be an intermodal center. But now the Bismarck Mandan Development Association markets it as a rail-served industrial park. Brian Ritter is president and CEO of BMDA. He said the problem has been getting consistent container service from the railroads.
What I mean by that is that we have tremendous service on both the CP and the Burlington Northern coming into Bismarck and Mandan, but we don't have our 20 and 40-foot shipping containers coming on those rail lines. And as we discovered more and more the difficulties in securing that type of regular service, then what we had essentially in the Northern Plains Commerce Center was not an intermodal facility, but a rail-served industrial park.
Ritter says what works against the Northern Plains Commerce Center from becoming intermodal is a lack of room. Current spaces there are occupied.
Let's say that we were able to secure service with shipping containers. We would have to find a spot within the MPCC that was large enough, had enough room for X amount of feet of rail, and then, of course, space for storage to accommodate those containers. So while I could see it being conceivable, I don't know if it's practical.
Commerce Commissioner Schuler says Minot may be the more logical choice for an intermodal site because of the BNSF Railroad main line.
The main line actually goes through Minot. It goes through the Fargo-Moorhead area and then angles through and then gets up to Minot.
For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.